National Party leader David Littleproud says the federal government risks compromising national security if they allow for the controversial return of a group of Australian citizens with family ties to suspected IS militants. The Albanese government says it will not assist in the return of the 34 Australians, 11 women and 23 children who've been living in a refugee camp in Syria since the fall of the so-called caliphate. The women and children left the Al Roj camp last Monday in the hopes of coming home to Australia, but were forced to turn back shortly after. Mr. Littleproud says he's shocked that only one of the women have had a temporary block placed on their return by the government. He tells Channel 7 there needs to be more transparency around the decision-making process.
I can't understand how only one of the 34 has that. The government has to be transparent about why only one. And if the government needs to extend this period for others, but for a longer period, then we'll work with them if that gives us time to get comfort about bringing people back.